It's a privilege to be here all the time. Thank you for Pastor Jim allowing me to speak. And thank you for allowing me to speak today. What a privilege to honor the Lord Jesus Christ in this place. And I always enjoy and our worship to glorify his name. Praise the Lord. And this morning, we'll continue our series, Grace Without Borders. And today, I'm going to talk about faithful grace and the story about Joshua. And we probably all familiar with the story about Joshua, and he's the successor of Moses, yes. And Moses is the Israelite leader, and he brought Israel out of Egypt and into the promised land that God promised Israel. That's the land and the place full of milk and honey. So sometimes I wonder, what is milk and honey like? I guess probably British Columbia. Here, BC is the place full of honey and milk. So when I immigrated here in 1991, when I was 25 years old, don't tell me you know how old I am now. So my whole family immigrated here, and I feel so privileged that we have a chance to immigrate here and to grow in Jesus. And I'm so happy. And I'm also so happy to be here. I've been here for a couple of years from now, and I was here 2011. So probably three years, almost 4 years. So happy to see you every week and to talk to you and to be in a family. So this morning, and we're going to read Joshua 1:1-9. If you have the Bible, you can read from the Bible. Also, if you want to look at the screen, you are welcome to look at the screen and read. How about we read together? Joshua chapter 1:1-9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all this people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give it to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the, Mediterranean Sea in the west. I always have a hard time. Remember, I'm the immigrant. Okay, thank you. Thank you for helping me. Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestor to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning, continuously, I want to talk to you. First point I want to talk to you, God is faithful. And this picture is the Mount Sinai. It's the literal Mount Sinai. It's the mountain that Moses went up to take the law for Israelites for 40 days. And he was so hungry because he hasn't eaten for 40 days and nights. So this is the literal part of Mount Sinai. God is faithful. The background in this part of the scripture is about the second generation of Israelites after the Exodus that was about to enter into the promised land. Joshua, the successor of Moses, was called to lead the Israelites people to take the promised land. As I just mentioned, that this was the second generation. The first generation already failed God and his command. And as the Bible says about them, that they failed God due to their lack of faith. But it does not diminish the fact that God is faithful. His word never changes. He will do what he says. He fulfilled what he promised Abraham 600 years ago, the promised land. He fulfilled his promise to us by sending his son Jesus Christ in our place 2,000 years ago. He will be with us forever and ever. Continuously, he will fulfill his promise in us, to us, and through us. Praise God for who he is, for what he says who he is. He's been faithful regardless of many mistakes we've made. He's always with us. And next slide, let me introduce you a love story. Whose love story? Of course, the best love story in the whole world. Guess whose story? Yes, my love story. So I'm going to tell you my love story this morning. How's that? Good? All right. In my life, I live in three different places: Taiwan, Canada, and the United States, especially in Los Angeles area. I've been there for 17 years before I came back here in this land. I met my wife, Kelly, back in college in Washington State, just down there a little bit. She was still my girlfriend that time. And God promised us to be together and we'll get married in the future. However, after we both graduated in 1998, she had to temporarily return to Taiwan to her parents. And I was scheduled to go down to California and work there as a media worker. So we then separated in two different cities between United States and Taiwan. And so I thought we were probably ending up being in two different places the rest of our lives. And I felt that God wanted me to stay in the United States, Los Angeles. But after Kelly returned to Taiwan, the bad thing happened. She felt that Taiwan was the best place for her. So you can imagine we had a fight. Taiwan, most of her relatives are. So I've tried to persuade her. You know my personality, right? I'm gentle, right? But at some point, I'm very persuading. So I tried to persuade her that if she doesn't want to come back over to the United States, she was disobedient. To me and to God. Because I was so sure that God's vision for us was to stay in the United States and get married and happily live every after. That's what I believe so strong. So guess what happened? And we had arguments back and forth about God's direction for our life. I suppose I was so spiritual, I suppose. that I heard God's voice accurately, that if my fiance does not want to follow my suggestion and my leading, she was in trouble. Of course, I was so disappointed and doubting about how I heard from God regarding our life journey together in the first place. Besides, her family and relatives back her up. For her stay in Taiwan, poor Stephen. I feel hopeless. I do. I feel like, you know, God provided me with a wonderful girlfriend and future wife, and I just feel hopeless. Just in the stage of giving up. So, hopeless. But eventually, I really had to give up. Not giving her up, but giving up my schedule, my plan, and my attitude. Miraculously, even though Kelly recalled later that she never heard from God specifically telling her to come back to the U.S., but she heard from God that she was to follow whatever was on Stephen's heart for direction. Amen! I had the victory! No, just joking. So I feel I won. I do. Because we had lots of arguments. But really, I was just joking. I realized that it is not me that was leading her through, but it is the Holy Spirit that led us and comfort us and help us along. Praise God for who He is. He is faithful. He is faithful in leading us in life, even though we may fall or we may find difficulty in life. But His plan never fails. His plan never changes. He is always with us, no matter where we go. We are weak, but He remains strong. And He remains faithful. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's been faithful in leading Moses, and He also faithful in leading Joshua. Joshua may still have questions that God loves Moses that I know, but now I am alone. Does God still love me the way He loves Moses? In the scripture, here God spoke to Joshua. He will lead Joshua wherever he goes. Yes, He's faithful. Even though the first generation of Israelites fell, God's plan never fails. He still loves them and wants to lead them into the promised land. Next slide, please. God told Joshua, "No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." Verse 9 goes on to say, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." In the book of Ezekiel 48:35 says, "He is Jehovah Shammah. He is the God who is with us. He came to live with us, die for us, resurrected for us. His name is Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And we can be completely set free from every sin, from every bondage of this world." Amen. Praise God. Matthew 1:23 says, "His name shall be called Emmanuel," which means God with us. He is with us. He loves us. And He is faithful. And this goes on to my second point. God is peaceful. He comforted Joshua and strengthened his faith. He gives comfort and peace. Look at this picture, how peaceful it is for God to be in our lives. So for our children, a lot of time, if our children is out of our sight. No, maybe the other way around. If we are out of our parents' sight when we are very young, and in 1 second or several seconds, you know, my first son, David, and the second son is different. My second son, Jeremiah, or I almost say Joshua. Jeremiah, he is just totally fine. If he is out of our sight when he was very young, he's fine. He just play his play, and we say, okay, bye-bye, Jeremiah, and he's still playing. He feels quite peaceful without us, but not our first son. Now our oldest son, David, if he is out of our sight, he found out we are not there, he will scream, and he will just hey, ah! He just feel not peaceful. So the same thing, our relationship with God. When God in our midst, we feel so peaceful, so comforting. That's why God is so peaceful. Joshua has seen how God brought them all the way here from Egypt. But reality came down to Joshua that it seems to be more than what Joshua can handle. It is the whole Israelites' responsibility. It's the river and the enemies ahead of him. And he even saw a bad mistake that Moses made. And he saw how hard it was on Moses' shoulder to lead these people along. Tons of questions may have crossed through his mind. How can I lead those millions of people? At that time, Israelites, it was estimated about 2 million of people. Men, also six, I don't know how to say English that word, but anyway, so men's number times three, so it's about 2 million about Israelites people. So Joshua, and also as well, Jordan River is normally not difficult to cross. But some of the places of the Jordan River was only 3 to 6 feet deep. 3 to 6 feet deep. It's more than my height. It's more than my height, but anyway, so I calculate it's about 1.82 meter. It's about this height. It's about Pastor Steve's height. So Pastor Steve, at that time, he can cross that Jordan River, no problem. But remember, when Israelites was ready to cross the Jordan River, it was not the normal river. It was like this. Can you go back to the picture? This is the normal Jordan River. 2 million of Israelites was trying to cross that river, no problem. No problem. But just at the point that Joshua was trying to lead Israelites to cross the Jordan River, it is like this. It's flooding and is very deep. It takes faith and courage to cross that, and also to lead all the Israelites people to cross that river. So during the flood season, it was a whole different story. The waters were surged from the heights of Mount Hermon, overflowed the normal riverbed. This rushing waters will fill a second and larger area called the Zor. The expanded riverbed was about 150 feet wide and 10 to 20 feet deep. 10 to 20 feet deep. I would say the deepest, it will be half of our century of that. It's about to the Grace Without Border there. So the river could be this deep and it's impossible to cross the Jordan River with just, you know, just I will cross that. And the rest of the Israelites will cross with me. So it, you can imagine that's totally a difficult situation. So we can know that to cross the Jordan River in that manner was right, just a death sentence. Okay. And also, Joshua may also ponder about how to defeat the enemies. They probably had the knowledge that they were going to face the well-defended enemy, the Jericho. He may ponder, how can I handle all this, Lord? How can I lead? How can I conquer all the big enemies of the land? Maybe the voice of those 10 spies who spread the bad report still came back to him at times, says,
we cannot attack those people. They are stronger than we are. And all the people,
can you make the echo?
All the people we saw there of great size, and we seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them.
So Joshua have every reason to be panic and fear, but Joshua's fear and reason may hinder his faith to go forth and to be bold and be strong. So God's word was upon Joshua. Be strong and very courageous. Can we read together, please? Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. You know, sometimes reason and faith doesn't go together. The more you have reason, the less we have faith. So Martin Luther, so look at that person. It's not me, but some person jumped that gap. So some people say, Christian, you are nuts. Because you walk in faith. You don't see, but you walk in faith. That's what who we believe. So reason is the greatest enemy that faith has. It never comes to the aid of spiritual things. Next, please. Benjamin Franklin is the national father of the United States. He says, the way, okay, let's read together. The way to see by faith is to shut the eyes of reason. Do we have an eye of reason? Yes, many times. Many times. If we put the glasses of reason on, and we cannot see God very clearly, right? If we take off the glass of reason and take on the glass of faith, we can see him very clear. And we can walk by faith. Be bold and be strong in God. Hallelujah. So it is the enemy's strategy to raise question and doubt on God's commands and promises. In Genesis 3:1, when Satan came to Eve and he raised the question, did God really say? When Satan came to Jesus and tried to tempt him, Satan said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, see, when Satan came to our life, he always asked a question that was originally not there. It's not at all. It's not at a question. Out of the question. But Satan came to our life with the questions. So if we follow and listen, and we will be in jeopardy. So if we listen to Satan's words, we will fall into confusion, condemnation, It may seem so right at the beginning, but eventually it will lead us to death and separation from God. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, let's read together, please. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Amen. He earnestly seek him. That's what who we are. That's what we have done. That's what who we are in him. That's how he blesses. God comforts and encourages Joshua's faith. And I will give you every place where you set your foot. Be strong and courageous. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Praise God. He is peaceful. He comforts. He makes provision. How many of you say amen? You believe God makes provision. Amen. Amen. God makes provision wherever we need it. God is Jehovah Jireh. He is the one who provides. I don't know what we need today, but he is where we are. He provides what we need. Some people may need peace. Some people may need hope. Some people may need direction for life. He is here with us right now in your life and in your heart. Praise God. Praise God for who he is. He was with Moses. He was with Joshua. He is with us today, now, at this place, in our heart. So this goes to my third point, my last point. God is merciful. He is gracious and merciful. He forgives and he forgets. A person came to God asking forgiveness from him. God says to him, I have already forgiven you, sir. And later, he still came back to God for asking for forgiveness. And God says, so, what did you do? And the person says, God, you don't remember? And you don't remember? Why don't you remember God? See, you're supposed to laugh. Okay, sorry. So many times, it is us who wants to remind God what we did, while God already forgive and forget. God is merciful, gracious, and forgiving. And he said to Joshua, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. You know, amazing things about the Word of God is that a lot of time I sin. Not a big sin, but little sin. And I didn't notice that I sin. I didn't notice that. Maybe sometimes I offend somebody. Maybe I say something not appropriate. And I was fine. You know, I was fine. I was singing, I was fine, you know, I was still dancing around. But when I go back home, when I open the Word of God, and I see the truth that clicking my heart, I say, God, Jesus, please forgive me, because I did not behave the way you have me to behave. I fail your grace. God, please forgive me, because we cannot change ourselves. Only God will. God is the one who changed our life. God is the one who transformed our life. Jesus is the one who loves us. and died for us. And he wants to change our life completely, totally. So it's important to read the Word of God to see how God wants us to live. Meditate it. Don't turn it from the right and don't turn it from the left. Accurately live in God's Word. But we know that it's not our strength. It's not with our strength that we can live for God. It is by the power of Holy Spirit that He helps us. He helps us. He helps us to see what we did wrong. And we just present ourselves, present our sin before Him. And He is faithful. He will forgive us. And He will change us. He will meet us where we are. Amen. So He's merciful. He's so merciful. Did Israelites make mistakes? Yes. Did Joshua make mistakes? Yes, he did. After Israelites conquered the Jericho and they couldn't defeat the city of Ai because Achan sinned. Please note that the city of Ai is a lot weaker than the Jericho. By human reasoning, it is so easy to take down the little city, but a little sin by Achan destroyed the whole army of Israel. Remember, God told Joshua to not turn it to the right or to the left. There, Joshua picked up mistakes or not following God's word and command. But God allows mistakes. He is forgiving God. He allows us to repent and grow in Him. He cannot bear sins, but He awaits us to grow in Him and to know Him in a deeper way. He awaits us to grow in the intimate relationship with Him. But a lot of time to learn from our mistakes could be painful or very painful. Remember, God is faithful when we are painful. Say to your neighbor, God is faithful when you are painful. God is faithful when you are painful. God's still with you. So don't give up. Please, don't give up. Tell to your neighbor one more time, don't give up. Okay, the slide, please. Okay, failure is a signpost directing the right road for life's journey. Okay, I'm going to wrap up in 1 minute. Okay, next slide, please. I have not failed. Thomas Edison says, I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Isn't that great? I like Thomas. So I like his words. Anyway, so see, he says again, I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps. Is it good? Okay, let's read together. Great success is built on failure, frustration, even catastrophe. Yes, last night I looked into the dictionary. I knew what catastrophe means. Because I'm an immigrant, see? Okay, next, please. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Hey, you are just one more step to the promised land. Don't give up. Joshua, don't give up. Be bold and be strong. Go into the promised land that I promised Abraham 600 years ago. Be bold and not be discouraged. You're one step away. One step away. Okay. God is merciful. He allows mistakes. He forgives all the time. Isaiah 44:22. To wrap up, I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. He has redeemed us, you and me. Praise Jesus. Praise God for who he is in our life. Amen. Amen. I want to challenge you. Do you feel disappointed? Or do you feel that you need direction for your life? Or you feel weak at times, that you need God to strengthen your faith like he did with Joshua? You need his comfort and help to walk with him, walk with you through your difficulties, just like how he helped Joshua to cross the Jordan River and to conquer the enemy in life. He is faithful. He is peaceful. He is merciful to lead you through. He wants to strengthen you today and right now and grant you peace. So let's surrender our request to him now. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I give you full control of my life. Thank you for loving me and strengthening my faith. I know I'm weak, but you are strong. I made mistakes, but you remain faithful. Your loving kindness ministered to my life. May I be the vessel of you to glorify your name in my life. I give you all the glory, honor, praise. In Jesus' name, everybody says, amen. 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 Amen.